spiritual perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia, and I think Janet's here somewhere. Janet? Oh, did we lose her already? Are we already having technical difficulties? Okay. Tonight's show is on relationships, family, romantic, money, whatever your relationship is. Everything you do has a relationship part. Let me see. Janet, are you with us now? No, it looks like we lost her again. So let me try to get her back. So forgive my stumbling here while I try to get her back on air.
Hello?
Janet, you're
Hello?
With
us. Oh, good. Mercury retrograde, folks.
I just had already it started on me.
Well, Mercury's retrograde in Scorpio, which is intense. So we won't get upset if things like that happen tonight, okay?
Well, and since we're talking about Mercury retrograde and it really working on me, we have to be cautious with the Mercury retrograde until the 10th of November. So keep this in mind. It's not that many more days, but it's enough to create some serious havoc. And it is for us tonight. Again, thank you for listening to Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. This is Marcia.
And I'm Janet.
And we want to thank you. Tonight's show, again, like I said, is on relationships, and Janet will be taking questions. I found a saying this past week, Janet, that I wanted to share with everybody. It's from Terry Lynn Taylor from her book Angel Days. And
okay.
She says, "You must accept the fact that you are worthy to occupy space, worthy to feel loved, and worthy of attention from the angels." So I thought that was really kind of cool.
That is
you
cool.
Know?
I like that.
Because in relationships, a lot of times you have one party trying to control the other party and everything. And a lot of times the self-worth of the person trying being controlled is lost. And I thought, well, you know, since we're talking about relationships, that might be a good thing for people to understand. They are worthy to occupy space, and they are worthy to be loved, and they're worthy to call upon the angels to ask them for help, you know.
Absolutely. God gives us his angels to watch over us and protect us in the way. And, you know, like one incident in the Bible when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he sweat blood. That's the first place he spilled his blood. Angels came to attend to him, to strengthen him for the journey that he had ahead of him. And being like he was, perceiving thoughts and knowing how these people were going to be, you know, I know I couldn't have done it, and I thank the Lord for doing it. But that was a mess.
Well, we want to, since we kind of got sidetracked here, that's my fault, which it normally is, but that's all right. You can catch Janet on Facebook, Janet Thornburg, Thornburg. You can get a reading from Janet, a private reading, if you'll go to PayPal and look up Janet and give her a couple of days and times that are convenient for you and your phone number, and Janet can do a reading at a cost of $1 per minute. Now, Janet is still on Keen.com, K-E-E-N.com, as Daisy644478. Now, she hasn't logged in there very often because, as we've talked before, she has two wonderful grandchildren that she takes care of. And here recently, Janet has acquired her third granddaughter, who is only a few weeks old. So now she has three babies from the ages of four to newborn and her disabled daughter at home. So everybody, please give her big prayers.
Thank you.
She still can set aside private reading times that's convenient. You can reach us at spiritualpercept@aol.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions.
Call-in number.
Oh, yep. I'm getting... Tonight's call-in number is 646-378-1297. So, we're talking about relationships tonight. Last show we talked about money, and everybody has a relationship to money. I mean, we need it to eat. We need it to have a roof over our head. We need it to clothe ourselves. So everybody has a relationship with money, and those are very strained for almost everyone at the moment, not knowing what's going on. We all have family relationships, whether they just be siblings and parents or if we have our own children in the mix. I know Janet's family has grown since our last show, and we welcome Luna into the world. And
thank you. She's with us tonight. Hopefully she'll sleep through it.
If not, we may hear from our newly acquired fan. Anyway, she may have something to say or add. but we're looking, like I said, at relationships. I mean, Janet knows that my mother passed in the last couple of years, and family has kind of pulled apart when it shouldn't, and that makes relationships very difficult in times like these. My son, his father was just put, my youngest son, his father was just put on hospice care. He has a brain tumor, and they don't anticipate his survival being very long. So my son's also dealing with that. So any prayers that you can send was greatly appreciated. We want to thank everybody who has sent us comments and emails and concerns and things that they need to talk about. We're happy to answer them. We're happy to pray if you have an issue. Janet's in church daily. So please keep the correspondence coming. All right, Janet, I'm going to let you have a minute. I'm going to shut up and let you do your planetary stuff, and then we'll start into the relationships.
Okay. Well, Father God, we come to you tonight, and we ask you to guide us with your Holy Spirit and help us to tell people what they need to hear. And I pray for Marcia's family, and I pray for Greg with his brain tumor. And Father, it's just very disturbing sometimes when these things happen to us, and we ask you to keep us strong in faith and give us your grace, and let our words be your words, and let us help others as much as possible, in Jesus' name. And like Marcia said, our show is about relationships, and I'd like to start out with I'd like to address the relationship that you have with yourself. You know, we're all we have sometimes. Well, we're never alone. We always have the Lord. But in the world, we may only have ourselves. And maybe you've heard that you're stupid, worthless, never amount to anything, or maybe you just believe that about yourself. We have battles.
Because nobody's ever told you believe it.
Yeah, or somebody told you that you were stupid, you know, or you got that indication.
Right, or nobody's ever told you you're smart to kind of put that you're stupid away. So, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, okay. So we all have battles that rage within us, and these battles are between the ears. We have... The type that I just mentioned, or we're aware of some kind of sin, you know, sin consciousness, whether we're aware of it in ourselves or somebody else. And we need to be less sin conscious and more towards forgiveness, you know, because unforgiveness creates bitterness, and we have what's called, the Bible calls a hardening your heart, a hardened heart. And so I think that we should, here's some good scriptures that will help you. You could read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. And these are scriptures talking about praising God. And praising God will get his attention. He doesn't always move on our need if we don't have faith. Faith is what moves God. But praise moves God faster than anything. But it's got to be real. You just can't sit there and just do it because reading it off a script or something. God will dwell where there's thanksgiving and praise. And then we won't have sin conscious because he will elevate us to the point where we get past. And then there's the spirit of condemnation. That's the one where you're too hard on yourself, you can't forgive yourself, you beat yourself up for doing something that maybe wasn't the right thing to do. And we need to realize that our God made a sea of forgetfulness. And if he forgets our sins, we should forget our sins. We should forget. That's getting away from sin consciousness. You know, the law was given to us, the Ten Commandments, to make us become aware. It made us become aware of sin, but it also showed us that we couldn't do it. And interesting enough, in the Old Testament, when that law was handed out, God spoke to them about making sacrifices. And so he knew they couldn't keep it, so he gave them a way to help them forgive themselves. And a lot of times that's the biggest battle in our relationship with ourselves, is forgiving ourselves, forgiving other people, and understanding that God really does love you and he wants to elevate you to life more abundant. But if you're thinking in terms of bitterness, looking only at the problem and not the solution, so we have to understand that what we think about ourselves, so if your relationship is thinking that, well, look at my track record here. I've never had a meaningful relationship, or I've never, you know, you keep yourself stuck there with that kind of thinking because it's done unto us the way we think. So if you think you can never have something, your subconscious mind goes, okay, never to that, you know. It doesn't edit anything. It just gives you, you're the master. It does what you command. It what you put into it, that's what it does. So I think
so you have to change your thinking.
Yeah, we got to change the way we think.
It's all about changing your mind.
Yeah. Romans chapter 1 and 2, be ye transformed. That means you will be transformed. You'll become a new person, a new, better person by the renewing of your mind. You can't think the old way, you know.
Okay, so now we've done this to ourselves. How does that change our relationships? Once we've changed the relationship with ourselves, what does that do to our other relationships?
You attract better relationships to yourself. Plus, you become very aware of anything that you're in that's dysfunctional in a positive way. I mean, you may be aware of it in a negative way, but you get above it. You get above it. It'll no longer be able to affect you the way that it does.
Well, and if you're putting more positive out into the world, then more positive comes back because that's what
exactly.
You attract. Once you've changed that line of thinking or that train of thought and turn it into a positive thought, and sometimes when you're in the throes of things, finding a positive is difficult. But if you try, it is possible.
It is definitely possible.
And with all
that, we need to
go ahead.
We need to love our. You know, people say, "I want to be in love. I've never been in love." Well, if you want to be a friend, you become a friend to someone. How can you love somebody if you don't love yourself? If you're in the spirit of condemnation, you're no good. You're stupid. You're worthless, you'll never amount to anything, then you're going to attract the same mindsets around you. That's what you're going to attract to yourself. And you'll stay stuck. You know, I am a firm believer that, I know we think we know how to love, but I'm a firm believer that we really don't know how to love. And we should practice our love on plants and animals. And to enter into a, you know, a lot of times people, you were talking about people that want to control. They want a relationship that they can control. Well, why is it that they want that relationship? Because they feel like their life is out of control, so they need something that they can control to feel like they're in control. Does that make sense?
It does to me.
It does to me, too.
It's a circle. It's
it is.
You know, and even people who do, well, in a family situation, you have to love them. They are your family. You have to love them because their blood is your blood. So if you don't love them, you can't love you. But it's
what if
it's
they won't let
that.
You love them?
It's, well, what if, that's one. And what if they say, well, I'm going to love this one and not that one? You know, that shouldn't matter. I mean, it's family, and you should love them. Now, you don't have to like them. That you don't have to do. You don't have to like what they do. You don't have to like what they say. You don't have to like the clothes they wear or the company they keep. You don't even have to like their spouse because, you know, you can get up enough courage to sit across the table twice a year from somebody, you know, that won't kill you. But if you don't love yourself, then you're not putting as much positive out there that you can to get more positive back. Does that make sense?
Exactly. It's like if you want a friend, you become a friend. You become a friend. But I've found as a rule that people who control other people, their life is out of control, and they feel like they need to be able to control something.
Well, they say all the world's a stage, you know. And by being controlled, you're definitely the one on the stage. You know, dance, puppet, dance. But that's not a way to have any kind of relationship.
Yeah, the cosmic stage of life. We're all actors or actresses on the cosmic stage of life. And, okay, for instance, if you don't feel good about yourself and you're very uncomfortable, you will attract someone that'll feed into that.
And especially
and
somebody
who usually
wants
turns
control,
out being a dysfunctional, you know, or abusive relationship.
Well,
and you get caught up in them.
Well, if they want to control the relationship, chances are it's because they are way out of control to start with, and second of all, They can't love the person, be it male or female or whatever, be it family or significant other. They can't love you if this is how they treat you. It's not love. It's control. And people think because they've been told, well, you're stupid, you'll never amount to nothing, you know, and on and on and on, that this is what they deserve, but it's not. You know, these are all dysfunctional relationships and things that don't work for people. And I think if they understand that to love themselves and to be able to look up in the mirror every morning when they're brushing their teeth or washing their face and say, I love you, to the person that's in the mirror, then you're putting as much positive out there in the world as you can so that those positive things that you want, the significant other, the financial issues in your life, the family issues, then that's what will start coming back to you in positive notes. But if you can't get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, I love you, then it's all wrong.
Well, you need to be able to love yourself. in order to love somebody else. If you don't love yourself, then you can't, you're going to be in dysfunctional relationships. And then there's the point of insecurity. Insecurity is usually the need for being able to control somebody else. One of the
right.
things, not totally. But that spirit of condemnation, that is when there's a Lulu, you know, and it's hard to get rid of sometimes. And then sin consciousness. That sin consciousness is looking for wrong. Looking for it. Well, if you look for something wrong, you're going to find it.
Okay, well,
you'll find something.
You know, you ask God to forgive you for all of your sins, right? Okay, so
yes.
Why now, 40 years later, do you sit and beat yourself up about taking that quarter out of your grandma's purse? You know, she forgave you. She knew you took it. You knew you took it. God knew you took it. You asked him to forgive you. But grandma's gone. You can't ask her. Well, she's there watching you, too, and she knows you're sorry. So forgive yourself for doing it and go on, because you're the only one that's holding that negative stuff on you.
Yeah, and that's what the enemy does, bring up that quarter. Well, your grandmother's
right,
not here, you know, and start. He can only, he's defeated, but he can only work through suggestions. And the suggestion is, grandmother's not here. So you got to realize that.
Or your significant
God's got
other
you covered.
Being, well, or your significant other finding out that your deepest, darkest secret is, you know, your daddy walked out on you. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to be fearful. He's going to walk out on you. He's going to make it priority if he wants to control the situation.
And that gives you mixed signals as in relationships.
Right.
You know, you'll attract
people
to you that will abandon you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to change yourself and tell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells God, hey, I do love myself. And I am worthy of the things that I want. A good relationship, a good job, a good family. You know, I am worthy, and I have the angels to call upon. I am worthy to have this, and I am worthy to have that. But you have to start out loving yourself and praising God that you do love yourself.
Yeah, and you praise God in the not for your trouble or your situation. And right now, we are all being fed mega amounts of fear through the media, uncertain times, and just the way things look. I mean, also, I'm talking about these drastic weather changes that have occurred, the threats of people that hate us, terrorists.
And all the different
wars
going on around the world.
Mm-hmm. The economy, and the list goes on and on. I mean, if you want to get depressed, turn on the news. I don't normally watch the news, and don't get me wrong. Don't go away saying, "Oh, Janet said not to watch the news." No, I've been watching it and paying attention to it since we had a government shutdown. But other than that, it's given me a lot to pray for and a lot of things to work on. And I don't think we should give in to the fear of anything. I believe that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. If you speak the word over yourself, things will change. But and your relationship with God should improve in these times. I think this is why all of this was prophesied. All of this was prophesied that it would happen. And so, you know, to me, it's like, okay, we've been forewarned, just forearmed, is stay strong, pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean pray 24 hours a day. It means don't give up. Don't
right.
cease to pray. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. Okay, so we have to realize that everything comes, we're like I said, true healing comes from the inside out. Working from the inside out. We try to work from the outside in. You know, we go fix the outside up. You are not your body. You're a spirit. You possess a soul, and you live in this body. But you are not your body. You need your body. It carries your spirit around, and you should take very good care of it. You need to learn to love your body. Have you met people that don't like their body?
You're talking to one.
Learn to love your body. And you'll see how much it improves.
Well, I've accepted my body for what it is, and and I'm one that almost every day at some point will look in the mirror and say, I love you, you know. So it's those little things that we don't think are important, like looking in the mirror, like spending 30, 45 seconds during the day thinking about the life you would have if you were living your perfect life, you know. By doing these little things every day, as often as you can, it's amazing what your world will turn into. I mean, you and I have sat here and talked about what seemingly could be interpreted as bad things in relationships, but there are a lot of good things in relationships, too. You know, but today it seems like everybody wants to force issues with relationships. I want this job, and I want that house, and I want this car, and that man, or this woman, and nobody looks at it shouldn't be that look you're going for. It should be the feeling that you're going for, and how the feeling changes your world, you know. I don't know.
Well, we get in trouble sometimes. See, we don't want to believe anything unless we can prove it to the five senses. Well, again,
right.
We're a spirit, and God is a supernatural God. He's done supernatural things. I used to think, why in the world did he wait till Abraham was 99 years old to bring Isaac into the world? So nobody
right.
could say that it was by natural means. Nobody can say that. Because it was totally supernatural that Isaac came into the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you want to take a couple of calls? We do have a couple listeners in queue who have questions.
Okay, let's do that. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
The first caller we have is from the area code 201. Let's see if I can get them on the air. Hello, 201. You're on air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Rose. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Rose. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you.
How can Janet and I help you with relationships?
I wanted to ask about what you see in the romance department, Janet.
Okay. Rose, let's take a look at that.
Rose, what state are you calling from?
Jersey.
Jersey.
Weather in Jersey.
I better be able to prove it to you. You're from Jersey. Okay, right now you're a little puzzled, it says in the... I'm using the cards called the Game of Life. And that certainly... Relationships of romantic can be a game sometimes. And you're a little puzzled, but it looks to me like you have something really worthwhile coming up here.
Somebody's
also, there's two doors. There's two doors in front of me here. There are two doors. So that means a choice. And it says that you have really good wisdom, but sometimes you don't want to listen to it when you're in a relationship. Is that true?
Listen to what?
Listen to your
maybe
gut.
Yeah,
listen to
you're
your
right.
intuition.
You're right.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that too. It's like, I like him. I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me that.
He's
cute. What's the matter with you? Well, we're all guilty of that, okay? So you do have a choice coming up, and it's shortly after this month that you meet there, and there's somebody that you feel like is strange to you. It's like you can't get a hold of what they really want, or it's like it's hard to read them for you. So what I would recommend is a comparison maybe, looking at what's the best for you, but you do have a choice come up. But the last card is saying that you will have that right relationship. And, you know, the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell the women out there, I have a man for you, but you got to really want him. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what was said to me. And, you know, sometimes we think we want him, and then we don't want him.
You better make sure.
We are definitely high, strong people, aren't we?
So you
has she hit on things that are really true?
Sorry?
Did she hit on things that were true for you, the way you...
I just wanted to ask, what do you mean by a choice? I'm going to have to choose between two people?
Uh-huh.
Really, but I have...
Yeah, I know. Things have been dormant. It's like feast or...
I haven't met anyone.
Feast or famine here, and now it's like double for your trouble here. You're duplicating... but out of this... See, that makes sense to me, because usually... when we pray for something, the enemy comes up with something to confuse us. And so you're very vulnerable because nothing's been going on. So it's like two things are coming into your life. And that's why I said I recommend maybe a comparison to see what's best for you. But you're very vulnerable since, you haven't had action here. And now all of a sudden there's two of them. It could be difficult for you to figure it out because there's something you like about both of them.
And I haven't met them.
You know,
yet.
That's life, though. I mean, life does that to us. It'll, okay, here, I'm going to give you what you want. And then it's like, well, now which one do I want?
But I haven't met them yet, Janet.
No, this is coming on here at the end of this year. It should you should meet the first one after this month, like in November, and the other one in either December or January.
And they're both new, no one from the past?
They're both new. Well, one of them might be from the past, but I that's really shady with the Mercury retrograde. See, in Mercury retrogrades, sometimes... right before something that didn't work out may appear again. And then another thing that happens too is when you about ready to meet that right person, somebody from your past will surface.
That's what you say.
But it was somebody that was very meaningful.
Wow.
It was a heart touching thing. So what I recommend is when this comes up on you is to let me look at everybody by their birth dates, and we'll figure it out.
All right.
And just remember,
it's like brainstorming, but we're brainstorming with numbers.
Mercury stays retrograde till the 10th of November, so remember that too.
Well, yeah, and usually something from the past will show up right before you meet somebody that could be your twin soul, or it's high percentages, we can't say everything is an absolute here, but it's a high percentage, and this is what it's looking like to me. Or it could be two brand new people that there's something you like about both. I know this for sure, there's something you like about both of them, and it's a hard decision, and I'll be more than happy to be there for you, Rose. All you have to do is just contact me. You can contact me on Facebook, you can contact me Spiritual Perceptions@AOL. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I have so much to look forward to now.
It's exciting. I got a little goosebump. It's exciting.
Look in the mirror and say, I love you, Rose, every morning.
And I'm going to have fun, Rose.
thank you very much.
No, you need to have fun. It's been a lull for you.
It sure has.
All right, Rose, thank you for your time. You enjoy Jersey while Janet gets the snow and I'm down here in the cold. All right, thanks for listening, Rose. Bye. Okay, we have someone from the 856 area code who has a question. Hello, 856. Hello,
Hi,
you're on
you?
The air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good, and who are we speaking with?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria.
Hi.
How can we help you this evening?
I guess about relationship, whatever you can pick up. I'm getting
Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Okay.
Just once in a while.
You say that
note right
like
now.
You're. You say that note like. Like you're in one, but don't really want to be with that one. That's kind of what it sounds like.
No, I do, and like mixed emotions right now. Like yeah, no with him. So I'm like,
yeah,
I do.
You know, the first card I have is the cave, and the cave shows a woman. She's in kind of a despair, and her back is to the light. It looks like she's in a cave. The light's behind her. And it's like she can't see her way out of that, okay? So you need to see your way out of your perspective right now. And because there is a new birth, the next card crossing in is birth, and I'm not talking about the birth of a child. I'm talking about the birth of a new beginning. And then the last card is beauty, which means that beauty means that you need to start preparing, believe in this. You know, it's unto us as we believe. Many, many times there's one area of Scripture where Jesus couldn't do anything, and that's when he got to his own hometown because they kept looking at him as, that's Mary's son. They couldn't believe him, so he couldn't do much with them. But you need to believe that you can have this, and that's your strongest card here. And you need to start preparing yourself, like, you know, you were getting ready to go out on a real good date, start taking good care of yourself and get, you know, maybe get a little makeover and something to make yourself feel good. But, and you can have this. But remember, your first card is like your back is to the light, which means there's something deep, maybe you've been injured or abandoned or something that made you feel like that you can't have this. But I'm here to tell you, you can have it.
All you have to do is turn around.
Mm-hmm. True.
November comes up very strong. It starts out with friendships, like a social gathering. There is men and women involved, and it's like you're practicing here. You know, you're practicing at being very social and listening to other people's things that are going on. And through this, whether it's it looks very social. And did somebody lie to you in the past? Really lie to you?
All of them did. Yeah, all of them did.
Yeah, that's why you're not seeing the light. That really took you down, didn't it?
Yeah, especially last year, what he did, and then this year again. Now he's trying to talk to me because I've been calling because he tells me what time. Not tells me because it's a lot easier for me to call in to the country than the other way around. And
yeah.
He's like, and like tonight, like he didn't answer. He just turned off the phone. I'm like, ah, screw this.
Well, again, see, that card is 29. Well, 9 and 2 is 11. So November is a very significant month. Don't turn down social engagements. If you get invited to something, you might go, oh, I don't want to do that. But remember that Janet said that's what's going to open the door here. Because you're going to get social with these people, and through this connection, one connection is going to lead to another connection. And these connections are going to bring you to somebody good.
So don't turn down
any Are you
any
done
advice.
With this thing in the past, or are you still dealing with it?
The one I was in last, it's
yeah,
kind of
the one that lied to you.
Each and every one lied to me, so it's basically which one it is.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's why, you know, you because of this pattern that's happened, you just feel like, this keeps happening to me. I don't think I can have this. But you can have this. You have to leave the past behind and believe that you can have it. And November's a very significant month, and get involved in social engagements that you're invited to, or, you know, start mingling with people, because one person can lead you to another person.
Is it somebody from here in the U.S. or overseas?
Okay, let me look at that.
Because the one I'm really interested in is just like he knows he lets me down, and I get mad at him for it.
Well, but you can't let them let you down all the time. That's not a relationship. That's abuse.
Where's your home? It's wherever your home base is.
I'm at both. I just came back from overseas.
Okay.
Then maybe one's in one place and one's in the other.
Well, anyway, it's Mercury's retrograde. It's hard to get real clear on these things sometimes, but it's a little puzzling. But November is a very significant month, and that's your key. And
well,
I guess
what you're saying, but what you may be saying, Dana, in answer to her question, if it's in the U.S. or overseas, if she spends half of her time here and half of her time there, chances are it could be one of each on, you know, one in each place, you know, but she has to, if she has the means to go back and forth, just not to neglect any possible social functions in November, whether they be in the U.S. or somewhere else, because that's going to be the key to her success in finding this romance that is really what she wants.
Well, I don't think, I'm showing here that there's something that's still unfinished. So something that you're dealing with now is not finished.
That's
so there's
cool.
More work on that.
It's overseas.
Okay,
you're not ready to release it, you haven't got closure, or there's something. And what I would advise you to do is, before the end of the year, because November's very, maybe get a schedule a private reading with me and look at that in depth, okay?
Got you. Yeah, because he's like, this one I'm interested in. He's like, goes back and forth. I know he's interested, and he backs off, and he gets scared, and he backs off, gets scared.
That's what I mean. That's why we need to really take a deep look into this, and because you're not done with this. It's not finished.
Yeah,
there's not closure.
So
there's something
you need the tools to. You need the tools to close it or to open it to be the relationship you want. So one or the other.
Yeah, it's either that one fixed, healed and revived, or it's something brand new. But we'll have to get into that. And if you'd like, at some point, I have my computer fixed. I'm going to try to start doing some time on Keen, or you can schedule private reading with me, and you can get a hold of me on Facebook or at spiritualperceptions@aol.com, and I can schedule something.
Perceptual.
Thank you, Marcia.
Because it looks like he's trying to try to reassure me, try to comforted me, and then tonight he didn't answer. I'm like, okay, whatever, I just let him be. I let him do whatever, I guess.
Well, you have to feel like you're part of the relationship, and if he's constantly letting you down, then you're not part of it. So you have to work on you so that we can find out if this is the relationship you're supposed to heal, or if sometime in November social function is going to bring you something better altogether. So give us a line at spiritualpercept@aol.com, and maybe we can set up some time in November for Janet to read for you again to see what happens.
Yeah, you need an in-depth reading, because I need to be able to figure this out. We don't have time on the radio to do that, and some of it's very personal. I think I need to look at this relationship that's still ongoing and give you some good answers, okay?
All right, cool. Hope it's
Thank
all
you.
Positive.
All right, thanks. I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks.
Okay.
Good night. Okay, Janet, we have one more caller from the 312 area code. Let's see.
Okay.
312, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Vicki. How are you guys?
Hi, Vicki.
How are you? Hi, Marcia.
I'm fine.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
What can we help you with tonight?
Well, this morning I sent an email to someone basically just saying goodbye. And I actually, it was very heartfelt. And I've read it 3 or 4 times, and every time I read it, I still get a little teary-eyed because I really meant what I said. And I want to know, will this person get it, and or if he will respond? At this point,
okay.
I don't care if he does respond.
Well,
I'm
going to
use the Game of Life card. Those are the ones I picked for tonight because, you know, we're all there's a game of life and how to play it, and relationships have a lot to do with that. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get the feeling that even though you sent this email for some strange reason, that's not really what you feel at heart. That you would
It's not, but it had to be done because this has been prolonged too long. It's too much time, and nothing's changing. Everything is the same. So you have to make a choice.
But if you sent the email thinking that's how you felt and truly felt and that's what needed to be, why do you care if he answers?
I really
don't. Or why do you care if
he
answers?
No, but I know he will at some point. So.
Okay.
Janet, can you answer that question?
It says that you felt you need this for your own wisdom.
Yep.
You need to know if it's, you know, why this occurred the way it did and why it's ended up like this, and it feels like it's ended already. So it's like you have to, there is a response. There is a response. And this too, has a lot to do with past life, also destiny. I've got the destiny card here. And it has a lot of power because both people in their hearts would really love for it to be healthy.
Yeah, me and him. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I really.
And it's complicated. It's complicated.
Very complicated. Because you see these patterns, you know, and it's like, dude, I let you back in and you're doing it again. So it's like, that's insane to me. And will the response be negative or positive? Because when you've been through what I've gone through with him, it don't even faze me anymore. It really don't. But I know him, and I know he's going to respond. So is it going to be negative or positive?
Okay, let me look at this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. These are good cards for tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Well, there's a profound message. That's your first card. And I think it gives you both a realization. Then this is interesting. It's crossed by the home. Well, they say your home's where the heart is. And so there's some heart stuff in here, and there's some wisdom to be learned. And actually, he has been thinking about this seriously for quite some time. And what you have to say to him is going to make him think. He may, you know, he may contemplate it for a matter of 2 days. Maybe only one, but because Mercury's retrograde, it's going to slow it down.
When you say contemplate, you mean think about what I emailed him, what the email said?
Yeah, think about the whole situation.
And how to respond to it.
Yeah,
right,
the whole situation. And so then there's this just come out of nowhere, has nothing to do with your question. but it says you're coming into some money. before the end of the year, so I thought I'd throw that in.
That's a blessing.
Can you find that same birdie for me?
Right. And you know, it's funny, she was reading these people, I'm like, man, that sounds like me, and it sounds like me. Well, is it ending? Are we done?
Doesn't look like it. It looks like that that there's going to be but what I do see is a balance here.
Oh, wow.
You know, and there's so much heart stuff in here that
in the email or just?
No, between you two.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, between you two.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But it comes to a balance. That is positive.
Yeah. And
so,
then you will understand what I'm trying to say is that...
Exactly. And I think he's going to give you something to understand, too, about him. So, because it's very balanced. Very balanced.
Okay. Is it... Now, you say it's not over, and I know you got to go, but is it over? Like, is it a little bit more to go, or is this going to continue?
In its current
state. Is there permanence with it?
It's going to balance. So it's going to continue, but it's going to balance in a positive way. You're both going to be at ease with it. And there's that money card again. So I want your reading, okay?
Wow.
I want the money. Yeah, I'm just joking. So it's very interesting, but it's like, if it does end, you'll be able to leave each other with love. But I think you're going to, what's going to surface here is a deep understanding, and you guys will, like, maybe be friends or you're going to be deep lovers, one of the two.
Hmm.
Okay, Vicki, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, just remember us when you get the money.
I know, right? I have to make it.
Don't forget your friends, honey.
Christmas time. Hey, I get to buy myself something for once, or other people.
Oh, yeah, you really do. Yeah, I'm just joking. I'm in a playful mood tonight.
Right,
I think it's because this baby's in here with me.
All right, Vicki, have a great evening.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Janet, we have a caller from the 209 area code.
All righty. I know who that is.
Hello, 209. Who are we speaking with?
You've got Jazz. Good evening.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hello, darling. Oh. How you doing?
Fine.
Okay, good.
What's your question, sweetheart?
My question is relationship with friendship, friend.
Okay. I'm whatever using the game of life cards tonight. Those are the ones I felt drawn to. They seem to be hitting things good. I'm real pleased.
It sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first one is you.
Hmm.
The first card is you.
Okay.
And you need to use all of your skills. You are in a position where the next card is a very dominant card, where dominant forces are kind of, I mean, you had to make decisions that you weren't ready to make, but they were everything's been forced on you, probably for the last year. I got 13 months. Okay, and so you need to stop allowing this dominant energy to knock you off balance. And you need to, as the scripture puts it, take your power back. God has given us authority. And he's given us authority over things like this. But as humans, we sometimes just let it overwhelm us. I've been guilty myself. Even though I'm skilled and know better, but sometimes it just, when it gets to be a heart thing, you know, it can take you down for a minute. But you have the skills to master this.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming up, I have the two doors for you, door number one or door number two. looks like you have...
I just want the birdie money. I want that birdie with money for me, too.
I know you need it, Marcia. We'll pray about that, sweetheart. Okay, you feel sometimes like this is never going to end and it's never... Nothing's, you know, obstacles are coming. But there are two options coming up. And I want to say in 10 days, it's either 10 days or 1 month.
Okay.
But 10 days came first.
Okay.
10 to 30
so
days.
Don't let that never, you know,
yeah,
don't let.
10 to 30 days.
Well, Thanksgiving, you'll have something to give thanks for.
Okay, and you said, and don't ever let what?
Don't ever let
the dominant party take over.
Yeah.
Okay. You're
take
right.
Take back your power.
I absolutely did.
Take back your power. There's dominant energies. See, it was like you were forced.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, Saturn is a good one. Uranus is another good one. Those planets can force you, and you go, wait a minute. Yeah. You know, you wake up and you're somewhere else, you know. And
yeah.
I'm saying jazz up your life. Jazz up, take your power back. You have a lot of power, and take it back, and don't let these dominant energies take you over.
You are right.
And
I thank you. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Powerful affirmations, you know, renew your mind through positive affirmations like Pastor Dickow's 40-day fast from wrong thinking. And it'll change.
Okay.
You need to stand up in the power and that's been given to you through Christ, and take back your power. These
look in the mirror and say, "I love you, and you're number one."
Mm-hmm.
When somebody's
speaking negative to you, you know, I have this. You know what people think about me is none of my business. You know, I'm not going to make it my business. That's their problem. You know, if you need to, if that person needs to vent, then, you know, hand them a drum or something. You know, say, here, pound on this. I'm out of here.
I don't need it.
I'll try that, too. Okay.
And what, they just throw it at you? That's... Oh, well.
Remember, I'm here for you, so you call me anytime you need me.
Thank you.
And
I want your book.
On AOL.
Okay, and have a great evening, you guys.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, excuse me. Okay, Janet, your cards are so hot and on fire tonight. Why don't you read my relationship and what's going
to
happen?
You want me to find that birdie, I know.
Is Mr. Somebody out there for me? And when will I see this Mr. Somebody? Is he from my past? It's somebody I don't know.
Okay.
Why don't you look at it for me?
Marcia.
Oh, well, you know, what can we say? I guess we're all out there looking at some point, right?
Well, the first card I got on you is the cave. Okay, you have been, but it's in the passing influence line on you. And which means it's going away, and you're about to. You feel like there's somebody. Okay, I got the card of the liar too. You feel like that somebody is not. They're taking their mask off, and their true colors are coming out. And that's on family. So I don't think that's a personal relationship. That's on family. And I have that things are going to change for you, and you are going to come to peace. you're going through so many things right now. You're in the cave, and you know how to find the light. In your case, it's in the passing influence. You know how to find it. And there's your birdie card. Your birdie card is the last card, and it shows after this
okay,
month.
Okay, that's the birdie. Where's the booty? No, I'm just...
This is the birdie that leads you to the booty. Yeah, you definitely have a healthy relationship in the near future. But it looks like you're going to get this money first. And the money has a lot to do with helping you to like your body better because you can fix it, you know?
I can go see the zookeeper, as I call him, you know, do something about my turkey neck and my bat wings, my kangaroo pouch and turkey legs, you know, or chicken legs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of money you see me coming into.
There's really good money. It's in the stars for you. It's crossed by in the stars for you. And there's something to work out with your own destiny tree, which is in your family. And there are money issues with that as well.
Can you kill
you? But you're going to receive a spiritual message, whether it's through a dream or through your own intuition, that you are going to receive it.
And you don't know what it concerns?
Yeah, it concerns the money and the mate, money and the man. The money comes first in a healthy relationship.
Well, see, I thought I would have you read me for this reason. You know, our callers are wonderful, and sometimes they just listen and they don't call in. So we don't always know, you know, if what you said, I mean, things you say to them, you know, when we talk here for a few minutes on air, things that you say to them, you know, they may not call back in and talk to us again. But they know I'm going to be here, so I thought I'd let you read me, and that way, you know, as it progresses, we can talk about it on air and say, you know, you just have to believe that you're worthy. All right, well, we have time for about one more caller. Janet has to pick up the grandbabies this evening from the babysitter, so, and it's snowing out in the mountains in California, so she has to be aware of that kind of transportation issue this evening. So we have a caller from the 813 area code. Let's see if we can get him on the air.
Yes.
Hello, 813. Who are we speaking with?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi,
how
Linda.
Are you?
Hi, Janet. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm
thank
not,
you.
I'm
nice to hear from you.
I'm not a first-time caller, am I? No, okay. I'm a regular. I met somebody, and I'm dating somebody.
Oh, how nice.
Long to behold, how long has it been? 12 years since I've been with anybody. Yeah.
Wow. You sound like me,
and
Linda.
What's that? Yeah, well, I kept busy, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I tried to till I got hurt, and then I couldn't be busy, so.
Oh, that's sad.
So you want to look at how it's going to work out?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm using the Game of Life cards, so we'll see what they tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at first you felt kind of strange about this. Is this really happening? You know, and you're starting to...
this is for a giggle.
get emotionally involved. There's a trip coming up for the two of you.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
A little Christmas shopping.
Little getaway.
Little Ooh. Getaway?
Uh-huh.
So why didn't you find that in my cards?
I still...
You're not me.
No.
Thank you, Linda.
Hey, well,
okay,
I
you...
asked for that money burden.
Well, you got it.
I want the money part, too.
You're on your family issues? On the family issues?
Yeah.
There's still some emotional stuff. Has that baby been born?
The last one?
Yeah.
The fourth one?
Yeah.
Yes. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Oh, how
little
cool.
Porker. She's adorable. Yeah.
So is my little three-week-year-old. She's being so good. She's just right in here with us and sleeping away.
Congratulations.
This looks like a healthy relationship. And I think you're going to kind of get away from everything because it shows that you, you know, you can't seem to get at peace about your family. And it's like this little getaway gets you and him away from everything. And then the next thing is deciding on where you want to go.
Okay.
Okay. And your last card is fortune. So you as a couple, you as a couple will be very fortunate together. You will you'll have like the Midas touch. You know, you'll have you'll be very very fortunate together.
Okay. Now, he was married before, and she died 4 years ago this month from cancer, and I'm wondering if that's why he's kind of keeping a safe distance, or is it just because he's like me and just wants to go slow?
That was a very tedious experience for him. It took a lot out of him. He's still recovering, but I think he's going to move a little faster than you think.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's been slow so far, but it's going to pick up speed here, and it's going to pick up speed when you take your, it's like you both need a break. You've been through a lot together. Not together, but separately, you know what I mean?
In our own life.
Family issues. See, I got family issues on him, which would mean that...
Well, my family issue is my father finally died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, no, that's okay. He was abusive, remember?
Yeah.
So I don't, yeah. So, I mean, I was there, but I was just there for my mother's sake, you know, that's it. Is that what I need to break from, that family, or is it from my daughter?
From your daughter.
From my daughter.
Mm-hmm. And
you just need a break from your routine.
Yeah, your routine. This is so this relationship can really formulate and seal and bond.
Oh, I understand now. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you all just need from the world around you to the world of the two of you. You know, for a little bit.
Yeah, so he can get closure on what he just went through. And so you can, you know,
bond.
I mean, really bond.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're bonding already, but this is like there's nothing else to worry about. It's just the two of you.
Okay.
Sounds like a good time, Linda.
I know. There's only one piece of the puzzle missing, though.
What's that?
My employment. I'm looking for another job. I've got another certificate, you know, my medical assistant. But I got an excellent resume. Why am I not getting hired?
Okay.
Obamacare.
What?
Well, I know a lot of employers aren't taking on new employees because of that, just because of what they feel the cost is on.
Obamacare? Oh, okay. I heard you now. Okay.
And all the trouble it's been on here in the last little bit. I
think there's just been like a freeze on, like Marcia said, people aren't, they're trying to figure out, everybody's just like overwhelmed with these new change. You know, we don't take the change well. And I think people are just like in a frozen state. They're not moving left or right, but I feel a breakthrough coming, and it's because somebody in this position leaves, so that opening appears. It's a have to thing, so it is coming up. And November is your month. November is a month tonight, isn't it? And I get something around the 7th. I got two or the 9th.
The 9th is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
Thank you so much.
All right, Linda. Sounds like you got a lot of things to look forward to.
Yeah, I know. Exciting. Yeehaw. Okay.
All right. Well, Linda, you have a great evening.
All right.
Nice to hear from you.
You too. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Deanna, we've only got a couple of minutes here before you have to run out and get the kids. I also wanted to share with everybody a quote from Jane Howard. It states, whenever you are having anxious moments in your life, turn your thoughts to the angels and ask for a blessing of protection. Let the angels assist you. They are always there to offer a shoulder or to help you carry your burden. You know, so when there are abusive situations or you're in a situation where somebody's trying to keep your power or take your power away from you to cause you to feel unloved, unworthy, and that kind of thing, remember that quote and take your power back and be there. Our show next month will be on December 1st because of the Thanksgiving holiday and the weekend and everything. We'll have two shows in December. So our first one will be December 1st, 4 p.m. West Coast, 7 p.m. East Coast, and we'll be bringing back a guest speaker, Mr. Robert Nye, to try to redo our addictions segment once again. Robert is a recovering addict, and I say that because an addict in recovery is always in recovery, and he wants to share his story with us on how he was addicted and what he was addicted to and things that he measures he took to come to sobriety and things that help him continue on that road. You can reach us by emailing us at spiritualpercept@aol.com. You can check Janet out on Facebook at Janet Thornburg, Thornburg. Let me get it right. Janet does readings, private readings. You can set up through our email or go to PayPal for Janet Thornburg, and you can also request a reading through there. The charge is $1 a minute, and please submit with that payment a couple of days and times that you're available, as well as your phone number, so Janet can make those arrangements with you. Well, your phone number and email address. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. We appreciate everyone who sends us our comments and their prayers, gives us show ideas and everything. We really appreciate you. We won't be on the air in November, but we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Janet, do you want to close with a prayer?
Yes. Father God, we thank you for your ongoing love, your graciousness, and your mercy. And we ask over this Thanksgiving holiday that not only are we thankful for our provision and our families and this festive time, but that we remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ our Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that Marcia and I can do this radio show and that we can help people with their struggles and that everybody finds something to be thankful for. And we praise you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and everyone that called in, that you will open doors for them that no man can close. And help Marcia to find the things she needs and help Mary Jo to get her power back. Help Vicki to help get this relationship. And Rose and Rosemary both find what they need. And everybody that, am I leaving anybody out?
Linda.
I don't think so. Linda. And that Linda work this out with herself and her family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Again, thank you for listening to us. We have to cut it short because of travel conditions for Janet picking up her granddaughters. We hope to hear from you via email or on Twitter or Facebook. Please be in touch with us. There are still several callers. If you'd like to email us your question, Janet or I will be happy to get back to you. We'll do it the same way we did last month when we just did readings. So if you just email us at spiritualpercept@aol.com, we'll get right back to you. Janet, be safe, be strong, take care of those grandbabies.
Yeah, it snowed here the last 2 days, and it's very cold, and those roads are bad, so I need to have a little more time to travel, and I pray that God be with me and protect me there and back. And until we see you again, and if you have questions, just get in touch with us, and I'll be more than happy to answer questions through the email. God bless.
Until December 1st, everybody, we wish you health, wealth, and happiness. Good night.
Good night.